Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, a high of 30 tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 29. Over 120 case dockets removed from the KZN political killings task team are now being processed to be returned to the province. In July, KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi alleged during a press briefing that they were taken in March by suspended Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya. Mkhwanazi claimed Sibiya was acting on instructions from now suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqunu. Mkhwanazi said several arrests had been imminent before the dockets were taken. National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola this afternoon told reporters in Cape Town that he issued the directive to return the dockets last week.
I've given directive that they return to the province of KwaZulu-Natal for investigation. The detectives are busy with making copies, and then from there they'll be sent back to the provincial commissioner. When they were taken in, they were checked. So the same process is what they are doing now, checking. So in case there are some disparities, they will pick it up. But otherwise, they are going to check it against the record.
Electricity prices are set to rise even higher. Energy regulator NERSA says Eskom's tariffs will rise by 8.8% over the next two financial years. It's after the regulator identified errors in its earlier price determination, the increase higher than the initially announced 5 and 6% follows an out-of-court settlement with the utility. NERSA says the adjustment allows the utility to recover an additional 54 billion rand. The Democratic Alliance says it's not happy about the error. The DA's Kevin Milham has called on Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Energy and Electricity to investigate how the error happened and to prevent similar mistakes.
Businesses, municipalities and households will once again be forced to pay for the incompetence of the regulator and the inefficiency of Eskom. Additionally, this incident highlights the pressing need for government to finalize and implement a modernized national electricity pricing policy. South Africans deserve answers.
And on the international front, Iran's foreign minister says Tehran will respond to a decision by France, Britain and Germany to trigger a mechanism reimposing UN sanctions. It says the decision by European powers to trigger the sanctions under a stalled 2015 nuclear deal would undermine its cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog. The countries made the move on Iran for failing to comply with commitments over its nuclear program. Pretoria, Rustenburg and Polokwane will reach a high of 30 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 32, Skukuza 33, Muzina 34, Mahikeng 29. I'm Nushera Sudial, more news at 7.
Yeah, we play more music than anyone else.
More music.
Four in a row. On the Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Pump it up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, 'cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.